In December, a pair of mountain lions was caught on a doorbell camera in Bountiful. While viral videos and urban sightings can be rare and exciting, House Representative Casey Snyder from District 5 says it can be a regular occurrence in rural parts of the state, like his neighborhood in southern Cache County.
I've had producers in my country that have had steers and calves preyed on, which has never happened before. And it's just because lion populations are high and deer populations are low, and they're looking for alternatives.
Snyder says in the past 6 months, there have been 15 mountain lions in his neighborhood alone. One way he's working to address the rise is through House Bill 228, amendments to a law on how farmers and ranchers handle predation in livestock industries.
My push is, well, let's figure out a way to work in the world as it is now. What is the best case scenario for local communities? What is the best case scenario for our public lands themselves? How do we bridge that?
Snyder's bill, which clarifies options and extends the time window for livestock producers to make a depredation case from 72 to 96 hours, passed in the House on February 14th and received a favorable recommendation from the Senate Natural Resources, Agriculture, and Environment Committee on Monday. Now that it is past committee, it will head to the Senate floor. Reporting for Utah Public Radio, I'm Kat Webb.